From Devon Funds Management, Slade Robertson. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So let's continue with the theme, New Zealand and Australia. Those immigration numbers in there, you will find New Zealanders starting to pack their bags and move on out.
Yeah, look, there was some quite interesting economic announcements made yesterday. So, as you say, firstly, we had in New Zealand, the annual net migration data to the end of July, and those numbers are definitely softening. So if we go back a year ago, we had net migration in New Zealand was up at around just over 72,000. Yesterday's number down below 64,000. So it was a combination of a few things. So we had both long-term visitors leaving New Zealand, but as you've already pointed out, I think the most important aspect of it was that Kiwis are now once again leaving for Australia in much higher levels than we've seen for quite some time. Now this comes on the back of some quite conservative statements recently by our Reserve Bank here in New Zealand around growth and inflation. And if you think about those in connection with some of the very weak business confidence levels that we're seeing, it doesn't feel great for New Zealand currently. You know, it really feels as if the government here needs to achieve some positive engagement with local businesses because, you know, these business surveys that we are seeing have evidence of confidence at levels which are consistent really with growth slowing to below 2% in the second half of this year. And unfortunately, the other data which is coming out is catching down with these surveys. So not great for us here in New Zealand. Soon after our news came out, we heard from the governor of the Reserve Bank in Australia. So he's a guy called Philip Lowe. And he once again underscored and identified that interest rates in that country are going to have to go up in the near to medium term. And it'd be, I think, 8 years since they last made that type of move. And it comes on the back of expectations and comments that they've also made around growth. And they really do see it travelling above trend over the medium term in Australia. So a very different situation over there. And, you know, as you mentioned, with it's quite incredible given this is actually happening despite the diabolical situation with federal politics. And, you know, I do spend a lot of time in Australia, and we've been investors over there for many, many years. And just increasingly what concerns me is just how familiar they are with the state of their federal politics. And, you know, I guess you haven't had a PM go to term since Howard in 07 and six leaders in 8 years. And I think increasingly what we see is that both the public and a lot of the business community almost look through it. But it's, you know, what they do have going on for them at the moment in terms of growth is quite a diverse set of drivers. So public investment's very strong, and that's represented by a lot of the quite major infrastructure projects in the eastern states. Business investment's good, and so the mining companies are all dialing up their spending, and exports are all moving in the right direction as well. So that's iron ore's good. Those massive LNG projects which they've had going on in the last 10 years, a number of them coming online, and so all very positive. All being helped also by China, and we had a message by BHP yesterday in their annual result. And as the world's biggest mining company, they're a great barometer for global economic growth. And they identified some near-term caution just around some of the issues around trade protectionism. But on a longer-term basis, still very positive, highlighting that both the US and China will be positive contributors. So that was quite positive. But, you know, when I think about where we sit today, Mike, in terms of the world, and, you know, one of the big and I think important characteristics of what life has been like subsequent to the GFC has been the level of synchronicity which has been going on in terms of global economic growth. And unfortunately, those days feel as if they are behind us. And unfortunately, again, it feels as if New Zealand is moving in the wrong direction.
I am afraid you are right. Give me the numbers this Wednesday morning. What do we got?
Yeah, so look, it's actually been a very positive night overnight. So the S&P 500 heading towards an all-time high. So S&P up 14 points, 0.5% at 2872. The Dow Jones up similarly by another 40 basis points to 25870. The NASDAQ strong up at 7888. The UK FTSE was down slightly at 7565. In Japan, the market was essentially flat at 22219. In Shanghai, so again, another positive day in the Chinese market, 2733, up 1.3%. In Australia, the market was down slightly yesterday, down 1%, almost at 6284. In New Zealand, we had a pretty flat market, really, so up 3 points on the NZX 50 at 4113. In the currency markets, we have the Kiwi dollar up almost 1% at 0.6688. The Kiwi Aussie is trading now at 0.9078. The Kiwi Euro is trading at 0.5786. The Kiwi Sterling is up slightly at 0.5194. The Kiwi yen is also up 1% at 73.86. And in the commodity markets, Mike, we have gold trading at 11.97, and Brent crude is up 0.5% at $72.50.
Fantastic. Have a good day. Appreciate it. Slade Robertson at Devon Fund Management with us this Wednesday morning.